Hey, what's up, you hooligans? Episode 12. I don't know how many weeks we missed, but we're starting to be hard to find time for this podcast. So if you guys want us to keep going, you need to listen and tell your friends, because if not, this thing's gonna die at the end of the season. Just like LSU's hopes died on Saturday. Am I right? Anyways, I don't know where we left off.
The last,
okay, it's not that week 12. We got to recap week 12.
The last thing
the
we talked
scare
about
week.
Was Cupcake Weekend. And
yeah, so I'm just gonna skim through these. I don't want to talk about them.
I'm gonna just point out a few
because all this is irrelevant now.
Yeah, it's irrelevant now. Michigan 2-point win over Illinois, TCU 1-point win over Baylor, clutch games there. South Carolina blows Tennessee out. I don't think anybody saw that one coming. USC escaped UCLA.
You just going to skip how bad Georgia looked against Kentucky?
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Oregon squeaks past Utah, which is weird because Utah's now playing in the Pac-12 championship. Pac-12 is really weird. I don't know how they do things. And Georgia, 16-6 against a pretty bad Kentucky squad. That was pretty much it.
I mean, Vanderbilt
weekend.
Scored more than 16 against Kentucky.
Oklahoma did beat Oklahoma State in I don't think they played in Bedlam, but whatever. But that's it. There's a lot of scares, but nobody lost. Ohio State, Maryland, 43-13. That score is not indicative of how that game was. Ohio State scored very late in that game. And that kind of recaps that. Now we can talk about rivalry weekend. We didn't do predictions for this because last week was Thanksgiving and we were all with family and nobody had time to sit down and record this. Mississippi State wins the Egg Bowl, though. Yeah, Ole Miss lose their last three games of the year, right, after LSU. So,
four of their last five.
Yep. Mississippi State wins the Egg Bowl 24-22. It was actually a pretty good game to watch on Thanksgiving night, if you're into that kind of thing. Florida State and Florida was a good game on Friday night.
Mississippi State's record is better than it seems.
No, it's
three of their four losses.
Look at who they lost to.
Georgia, Alabama, and LSU.
Yep. That Kentucky loss is nasty. It looks gross now.
That's ugly, but don't let that record fool you. And Ole Miss's record is accurate.
And to be fair, too, Mississippi State, if they would have played in the second half against LSU, they could have won that game as well. But they didn't make adjustments. Brian Kelly and LSU did.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
Yeah, if you score more points on the other team, you could win too. But
Mississippi State, I think.
Whatever, floor sucks.
They did what they should have done. And then Friday night, that Florida game, Florida State beats Florida 45-38. That was a good game, too.
It was loud.
Dope Campbell was rocking. Florida State's back. Isn't there? That's Mike Norvell, right? He's got them boys back.
We'll see next year.
We'll see. We'll see. Clemson's falling off. Florida State, it's your chance to take over that conference again. NC State wins a thriller against North Carolina.
Clemson.
Right? Yeah, that went to two OTs. Yeah.
Keep going.
Let's see. I'm not going to talk about UCLA and Cal, even though Cal made that game closer than they should. Tulane beats Cincinnati. By the way, Cincinnati is looking for a new head coach, as Luke Fickell has went to be the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, I'm pretty sure. Right? I think that's where he went. Yeah, because Nebraska hired Matt Rule. We'll get into that stuff later. A lot of coaching carousel going on. Texas beats Baylor. Nobody's surprised. Georgia beats Georgia Tech 37-14.
Struggled
early, but pulled away.
Early.
Michigan. Michigan absolutely thumped Ohio State in the second half. 28-3
in the second half.
Yeah, 28-3 in the second half.
Yeah. It's bad.
There's not really much to say that. Michigan's very
Ohio
physical.
They didn't adjust.
No, they didn't. Michigan's very physical. Michigan had their way with them in the second half. Just made that game look.
Yeah, so instead of Michigan losing to 28 to Georgia. They only lose by like 17.
Yeah, probably.
Good for them.
I got
Michigan still sucks. I still feel like anybody in the SEC can beat Michigan.
I think the three teams that you would say I would say could beat Georgia right now, I'd have to say LSU, Alabama, or Michigan. Michigan is like probably the least out of those three, but I have to give them a shot just because they are very physical.
Dude, Michigan would get Michigan would get whacked by an SEC team.
Michigan's physical this year. They're different. It ain't the same Big Ten team. But they're going to be
in the
playoff.
I said, they won't lose by 28. They'll lose by 17.
I think Michigan's going to be a lock now. They got Purdue in the Big Ten championship. I mean,
yeah, two spots are locked.
Barring an absolute embarrassment of a showing in the Big Ten championship, Michigan, you're in. Just don't lose by more than 7.
TCU can't lose.
TCU, hey, that was huge to go out and just beat Iowa State like that. Like, everybody was doubting you all year. You beat Iowa State 62-14. You're in the Big 12 championship game against a feisty Kansas State team, I will say. You can't lose. I don't think you're in. There's a lot of talk saying even if they lose, they're in.
They did look good against Iowa State.
But you can't take – I can't look past –
They looked good against Iowa State.
I can't look past 42-34 at SMU, 38-31 against Kansas, 41-31 West Virginia, 34-24 Texas Tech, 29-28 at Baylor. I guess you could argue that most of these games are on the road, but come on now.
I understand all of that, but them doing what they did to Iowa State –
it's impressive, but
Iowa State
let
is
me
the best
see you,
defense. In
let
the
me
Big
go
12.
See you play at Iowa State and do that. Okay, they probably would have lost. USC beats Notre Dame. I was kind of surprised by this. I thought Notre Dame could beat them. Caleb Williams is a pretty damn good quarterback, though.
Yeah, he's probably going to win the Heisman. I don't know who else you're going to vote for.
The only other person...
You vote for anybody else, you should probably have your vote taken away, but that's just my opinion.
The only other person would be Hooker, but he's not... Since he's hurt... Like, if he would have played against Vandy and not been hurt and all that, odds are he wouldn't have lost against... Yeah,
South
that's
Carolina.
True, too.
Yeah, okay.
But... USC, you're in the...
I guess they can stop comparing that team to 2019 LSU.
Probably.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
USC, you are in the Pac-12 championship with a rematch with Utah, and we'll make predictions.
Oh, they lost to Utah? Oh, they're going to beat them this time.
Yeah.
They're not going to beat
the same
team twice.
That's who they lost to, right? Yeah, at Utah, lost 43-42.
Yeah, they're not losing.
And it was a close game.
By a point. They're not losing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so... You're in with a win, USC. You're sitting at number 4 in the current rankings. So, kudos. You're going to be the first. I said
Lincoln Riley.
Said a few weeks ago, Pac-12 was screwed, and USC just came storming up in here with all the other upsets happening.
Lincoln Riley.
Alabama beats Auburn.
He's running from the SEC. You'll meet him in the first round.
Alabama beats Auburn in the Iron Bowl, 49-27. Alabama really never had a chance of losing this game. South Carolina, huge win at Clemson. Beamer ball, huge. Ended a lot of
Spencer Rattler done hit his stride.
Yeah, I still believe Spencer Rattler's got to come back for next year. I don't think he's ready to go just yet. I think he is a junior, right? Pretty sure he's a junior.
It don't matter. He's going to come back.
He's a junior. So, I mean, he's got to come
but
back.
There's no way he doesn't come
back
after
quarterback,
what he did towards the end of the year.
Plus, this quarterback class is stacked. Like, you got Will Levis, which I understand he's not the best, but he's still going. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Probably Hooker. Hooker's going. I know he's hurt, but he's still going to go in the draft.
Jaden Daniels is
going to come back.
Coming back.
He's got to. But
and he's going
to
have a Joe Burrow year.
I think you have
it's
to.
It's too similar to what Joe Burrow did his first year.
I think you have to just circle South Carolina for next year in the East. I'm not saying they're going to beat Georgia.
I mean, I'm just looking at Spencer Rattler's last two games.
He
438 against Tennessee.
Played his heart
which
out.
Is a monster game. And then 360 against Clemson. Two picks. But
played his heart out.
These last two games, he's been one of the best players in the country.
And Oregon State beat Oregon. That is how Utah squeaked into the Pac-12 championship game. Because Oregon State, big win in the... Are they still calling it the Civil War?
Oregon.
I don't even know if they're calling it that anymore. Anyways, Oregon State beat Oregon.
That was Oregon's third loss of the year.
Yep, 38-34. And there were talks about Oregon going 11-1 and how much that Georgia loss would matter. Doesn't matter now because you've lost two other games. Got caught looking ahead, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Tennessee beat Vanderbilt. Nobody's surprised. And that's... Nope. Really, it. There's nothing else surprising that I'm looking at here. Kentucky beat Louisville 26-13. Yes, I did, because I was going to let you talk about it.
No, you can. I mean,
A&M beats LSU 38-23 at home.
I got one thing to say about this.
Go for it.
You'll have that on those big chops. Oh my
God. Well, let's put this line.
Well, you'll have that on those big jobs, you know, when you got a receiver that's catching the ball one handed, not once but twice. I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's just not your night at that point. There's nothing else to say.
We were watching this game together, and I mean, I know not to mess with a fan while they're watching their team play, so I didn't mention it. But LSU just looked like they couldn't do what they wanted to do. It's like A&M keyed in on something and just kept them from doing it.
Yeah, and saying that, I don't have much else to say about this game because obviously A&M was the better team.
Yep.
If we played them again, that game probably goes completely upside down. Because we were in a spot to take over the game, and we fumbled the ball, and that was it. And you got this fucking elk out here catching damn one-handed balls. I hate A&M, dude. Probably signed Jimbo to $100 million for 2 years. Rush the damn field. Bozos. Everybody's rushing the field this year, I guess.
Yeah.
South Carolina's rushing Clemson's field.
Love to see it. I hate Clemson.
Whatever, dude.
But, I mean, it's
okay.
I'm going to be honest. Next year. I wasn't surprised that A&M beat LSU.
No, I'm not either. Everybody's looking over it.
I think LSU.
It's like everybody's just looking over Georgia. Georgia's going to go blow out LSU because, we played Georgia 5 times in the SEC championship and we beat them 4 times. Oh, my God. I hate college football, dude. I'm going to start watching soccer.
Speaking of soccer, we're going to jump off topic for
Speaking
a second.
Speaking of soccer, we'll get into that later.
Nah, we're going to just go ahead and congratulate the USA for advancing to the round of 16. That's what we're going to do. And then we'll talk more later because there's
a lot more
to talk about.
Yeah, we're
going to
clown all these teams that didn't
Yep. We got to talk about
that.
Hey,
let me make sure I pronounce this right. I ran away from the round of 16. Freaking bozos.
But, yeah, I think LSU in this A&M game, they were definitely looking ahead to Georgia. And then A&M just, apparently against good teams,
that's why, little sneak peek, Georgia better watch the hell out. Because they're playing, I would hope, a pissed off LSU team that, like, this is their season.
I think,
this is like,
dude, you just made a great
point. The gem of the season.
We're going to go ahead and jump into the conference championship games now because you just made a great point. And we're going to start with the SEC championship because we are Southern boys. You just made a good point. LSU is going to come into this pretty pissed off. They're 17.5 dogs.
I fully believe that we're going to
come off an embarrassing loss.
17.5 is ridiculous, by the way.
Georgia hasn't really played a team all
17.5 is ridiculous.
So obviously you're going to go with
LSU. Haven't played a quarterback like ours. I know they played Hooker, but Hooker doesn't run the ball like Jane Daniels. We were watching the A&M game. Like, Georgia's going to have trouble with them. And everybody's just overlooking this. Just Georgia's going to blow us out. Like, no. With what offense?
This is
scoring 16 against Kentucky?
This is going to be Georgia's key to this game. if you stop Jaden Daniels' legs, you win the game. As simple as that.
Which they can't. No, they can't stop everything. I'm telling you.
They're going to play man. Closer than Kirby, everybody thinks. Kirby Smart's going to play man. That's what they like to do. And you've got Neighbors. You've got Boutte. And if they can't get open, they're going to create space for Daniels to run.
I mean,
I just want to know who Georgia's going to spy Daniels with.
I respect Tennessee. I respect Tennessee's skill and everything, but this is probably the best all-around team Georgia's played all year.
Who is spying Daniels for Georgia? I don't know their
defense. I mean, do you agree with that statement?
Anybody? No.
Do you agree with that statement?
I agree with that statement because the best team Georgia's played all year is Tennessee. And the problem I have with Tennessee, what's the word I'm looking for? They're like a one-hit wonder kind of thing. Like, their offense is just one hit. Like, okay, we got this one play. If it works, we win. If not, they ran the same shit to score. Pardon my language.
We're done.
Alabama, they ran the same play, and Alabama never adjusted. I didn't watch the LSU game when Tennessee played them, but it was a bad.
Well, we didn't start out too hot.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that part. LSU didn't start hot, and then it was just like, Tennessee's got that kind of offense where they can go with the same like four dang plays. LSU's the toughest team Georgia's going to play this year.
I'll say this. Georgia's given up 79.5 yards a game on the ground. I don't think they're going to keep us under that number. If we get over that number, I'm sorry, dude. I would not be at all shocked if we beat Georgia.
Excuse me. Georgia's going to win the game.
It's not going to be a blowout, okay. Dude.
No, it's not. Georgia's going to win this game.
It's not going to be a blowout. No matter what happens.
Georgia, 17.5. I'm sorry. This 52.5. I'm hitting the under. Georgia's not winning by more than 7.
Vegas is just trying to get money off this game.
They are. This is going to be a dogfight. I think Georgia, in the end, just...
Do I expect us to lose?
You should.
I expect us to lose, yeah, but 17.5, that pisses me off.
I don't...
17.5
is
ridiculous.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Georgia beats y'all by more than...
So I'm assuming, 14, assuming they're going to score... They're saying they're going to shut us out.
I guess, because I'd
That's
be
the
surprised,
way I see it,
I'd be surprised if Georgia beats y'all by 10 or more. I'll be honest. But
10's the max.
Who you got?
10 is the max.
So you're going LSU, obviously. I'm going to go Georgia.
Yeah, dude. But Georgia wins, yeah.
First episode, we both had Georgia and Alabama playing in the SEC championship, so we were both wrong there.
Yeah, it was gimme. We also didn't expect LSU to embarrass Alabama.
Nobody
anyway.
Expected LSU to do what they're doing this year. Let's jump to the Pac-12, since that is Friday, 7 p.m., Utah-USC.
USC by 100.
USC's a 2.5-point favorite, over-under 67 for the Pac-12.
I'll be shocked if USC loses.
USC is playing for a playoff spot because I think if they lose, they're done.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
So USC's playing for a playoff spot. Utah is playing for I'm assuming the Rose Bowl, maybe?
I mean, I don't know. They're not going to take a two-loss non-conference champion. Never mind. I don't care what they play for. All I know is that LSU is going to be somewhere in the Citrus Bowl.
But anyways,
playing one of the best non-New Year's Six bowls. It's ridiculous.
We're both picking USC in that because, as we mentioned earlier, Utah beat USC by 1 point, and I don't see that happening again. Now this one, Big 12 championship game, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Kansas State, TCU. I'm going to be honest. I like Kansas State in this game.
Are you just saying that because you want Alabama in the playoffs?
No. I like Kansas State in this game. Kansas State's got a great running back. Kansas State, not to mention TCU's only a 2.5-point favorite in this game, but Kansas State's got a...
TCU's only been this many point favorite all year, so...
That's true, but they've got a good running back in Deuce Vaughn.
Like, I'm pretty sure at Iowa State, they were like 10 points, weren't they?
I don't remember.
Yeah, 9.5 points, and they blew them out by 42.
And Kansas State lost to TCU in the middle of the season, 38-28. So
that's rough.
I like Kansas State in this game. I think they're feisty. I think they've got a lot to play for, a lot to show. TCU, though, I mean, great first year for Sonny Dykes, man. I'm impressive. Or second year. I don't even know. It might be his second year there. But I think TCU...
No, that's first year.
Oh, it is his first year. Awesome. That's a great first year, dude. I think TCU, though, if you keep it close and you lose a close game, you might still be able to be in the playoff at 12-1. If you... Obviously,
dude, I think they're itching for them to lose.
Honestly, if you win this game, you're in, obviously. But if you lose a close one, there's a good chance you're still in. But if you get beat by 14 or more, you're probably done. Probably going to fall out of that top four because I think, like you just said, I think they're itching to get Ohio
State. It needs
State
to be a last-second loss. It has
if
to
you're
be
gonna,
a last-second
if TCU's going to lose, yeah, it's going to have to be like LSU, Alabama, Tennessee, Alabama. It's going to have to be a close last-second, last play. Because I think the committee's itching to get Ohio State in here. I think they showed that by putting them at 5. Like, when y'all slip up, this is who's moving in. But, yeah. Because Michigan's not losing to Purdue. 7 o'clock Saturday night, Big Ten championship game. They're not going to lose that. They're a 17-point favorite. Probably should be more of a favorite. But it wouldn't be the first time Purdue's ruined a Big Ten's playoffs hopes. So... I don't know. I don't think Purdue stands a chance. I also think that division should go away because I think Michigan and Ohio State should be playing for a Big Ten championship. I think they should be rematching. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC is getting rid of divisions. We already know that.
So it makes sense. It makes sense because then you would have Georgia and Tennessee, would you not, playing for the SEC right now? I'm pretty sure that's how it would work.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure you're right.
I think that's how it would be.
I want to check, though.
And that would make sense to me.
Clemson, North Carolina, it's probably going to be the
least appealing.
Least watch Power 5 conference championship game.
It's so – Clemson's going to beat North Carolina.
Okay.
So, it's just
– Tennessee 6-2 in conference. LSU 6-2 in conference. So, Tennessee would get that tiebreaker.
Yeah,
because
they have the head-to-head win. Yeah, that's what I was going off of.
LSU would be third, fourth.
Yeah. So divisions, it's all going away. Everything's going away. So.
But you got to think right now, like in hindsight, would you rather see Georgia Tennessee play without Hendon Hooker, or would you rather see LSU and Georgia?
Well, right now, obviously.
Just hindsight, food for thought.
It's just, but
right now,
it's what it's going
if,
to.
If Tennessee didn't get blown out by South Carolina, then I'd love to watch that game again.
And Hooker was healthy. But
even though it was boring as hell the first time.
It's the direction that we're going in. The 12-team playoff is confirmed. So.
Yeah, you'll have that on those big jobs.
But 12-team.
I wish I could have got it out without laughing, dude. I kept saying it in my head. Like, stop laughing.
The 12-team playoff is going to.
12-team playoff's not bad.
It's not
just
bad.
Too much.
Probably too many teams. You're looking at a 17-game season for if you want to win a championship now. That's a lot.
If you don't get the bye week.
Yeah. If you don't have the bye week. That's.
Are you saying if you get without the bye week?
I'm pretty sure it's without the bye week, right? Because it's 12 games, and then you have to play the
conference championships, 13. And bye week.
And then they'd have to play
semi.
Quarter semis.
Holy
so, wait. Yeah, it would be 16 for them and 17
dude, 12
for everybody.
Teams too much. They should have done 8. I would have been – I mean, I'm fine with expansion. I just think 12 is a little much.
Well, it just promotes
like, – you can have
– Look right now. Look at where we're at right now. Look at your top 10.
Yeah, you have quarter semis in the national championship.
No, I'm saying look at the rankings right now, the top 10. Okay? It is ridiculous. You would have so many two-loss teams.
You're going to have Georgia and Alabama for sure. Michigan,
that's
Ohio
I'm
State.
Saying.
That's what it's going to be.
You're going to have all these teams. Excuse me.
But dude, I'm fine. I'm fine with two losses. I really am. I'm fine
no,
with
I'm
two lost
too,
teams.
But
I'm
just
but
saying, I'm
saying
it's
the fact that LSU
it.
Could go in here. Like, if LSU went and beat Georgia,
they'd be
into
have
the
12-team
team playoff. A top four seed that's getting a bye over a team that has one loss. And over a team that has one loss, LSU's getting the bye.
Because they're a conference champion. Because
it's top four conference champions. Well, so I guess right now.
Is that how it works?
Not right now. It's,
that's I thought it was. I'm the trying to see what it would be right now. Conference champions.
It's top four conference champions, like high, okay, top four highest so ranked conference champions.
It doesn't even matter.
If TCU won, there's one. Michigan, that's two. USC's three. Who's the next highest one? LSU.
So they'd be four.
Unless Clemson won.
Well, how? Why?
But regardless, if we won, we'd be in the.
Yeah, so basically, y'all wouldn't be the top four getting a bye, because if USC wins,
unless
Michigan
all the
wins,
happens. Unless all the
Clemson
happen.
Wins and yeah, but upset, you would need upsets, you would need one upset. Well, no, all the teams are higher ranked than you in every game other than North Carolina and Purdue,
and they would drop. That's the point, is that they would drop.
Yeah, but I'm saying Kansas State wins, they're 10th. They would go up. Utah wins, they're 11th. They would go up. Y'all are still sitting at 14th. Yep. So they'd have to constitute ranking you, LSU, over 9-3, or they'd be 10-3, and LSU would be 10-3. At that point, LSU, in my opinion, would be above Kansas State.
You beat
State.
The number one team.
Exactly. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But
exactly.
I think that's too much.
That was my point.
I think it's too much. On
12 is too much.
You're looking, like I said, you're playing an NFL season now.
Injuries.
For a bunch of 18 to 22 year old, 23 year old. Like that, it's crazy.
I will say what is cool about it is the fact that the first round games are going to be on campuses and like.
Yep. I do like that.
Those atmospheres will be insane.
I do like that, but.
I mean, could you imagine, like, even Bryant Denny, but could you imagine a Tiger Stadium for a playoff game?
You're going to be seeing a few of them.
Rip whoever they're playing.
You're going to be seeing a few of them. And that covers championship weekend and our thoughts on the 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
I also think it's going to promote losing games early in the season. Like weeks 1-5 aren't. I'd probably argue week 1-6.
Yeah, I mean, you can
drop,
lose two games.
Look at Alabama right now. A 12-team playoff, they are in. I mean, they're chilling at number 6 right now. Like, don't get embarrassed. Don't get embarrassed in your losses. Don't go lose by 10, 15, 20 points to an FCS
school. It still doesn't matter.
But, like, it's going to promote losing. It's going to promote playing younger guys, which is also a good thing. Because you're not going to want to play – if you're looking at going on a championship run – sorry about the dog. If you're looking at going on a championship run, you're not going to play your best players early in the year. You're looking at when you play those non-conference, FCS, whatever you want to cupcake games, you're probably playing your second and third team the whole game because you're probably going to beat them with those guys. I think expansion's good, but I think they – did it too much too quick. Or maybe they should like play less games in the regular season, but they're not going to do that because that cuts out on money.
All right, it's time to debate about the rankings.
What's there to debate? My only complaint was
Ohio State over Alabama.
Yeah, that was my only complaint, but I mean, I see where they're coming from.
Why?
Ohio State has a top 10 win against Penn State. They beat Notre Dame.
Who has Alabama beaten? This is my question to you. Who has Alabama beaten?
They haven't beat anybody to that quality, but they didn't lose by 3 scores at home either to their best opponent they played all year.
Okay, let me do another one. Why is Tennessee behind Alabama?
That I don't understand. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought...
I don't care about their losses, dude. Losses don't matter. I don't care how the losses are. If they are the same amount of freaking losses, dude, I don't understand, dude.
According to the criteria for
ranking teams, Tennessee should be ahead of Alabama.
Yeah, if Tennessee was at 8 or 9, there wouldn't be this much talk. But they put them right behind Alabama. Like, why? What are they trying to do? I think they're trying to piss people off. I didn't get that.
I'm going to say this. I get we lost at LSU, like we got beat pretty bad, but 14? So you're telling me, okay, Florida State, I'm fine with that. I'm on board with Florida State being ahead of us, but you're gonna put a 9-3 Utah and 9-3 Kansas State, like we wouldn't go mop the floor with them? I mean, who has Kansas State beaten?
Nobody.
Oklahoma, when they were number 6, doesn't count. Oklahoma State, they're not ranked. So, Kansas State, hang on, does Kansas State have a single ranked win of teams ranked right now? Because isn't that how they look at it?
They look at where teams are at right now. They change how they want, like, they change depending on
the team.
Hang
on, I'm trying to see something. All right, Kansas State.
Benton.
They didn't play them. They lost to Texas. They beat Baylor. Baylor's not ranked. West Virginia, Kansas, none of those teams are ranked. Oklahoma State's not ranked, are they? No. And they beat Iowa State 10-9. So Kansas State, in my opinion, shouldn't be in the top 10. Utah? Okay, Utah's.
I don't know.
No, Utah shouldn't be ahead of LSU either.
They changed their criteria, common opponents, bro.
So Utah, Kansas State, I think Washington. What about Washington? I'm fine with Washington being where they're at because they have 2 losses. Okay, they're both really bad losses. I think Florida State, LSU, Washington should be ahead of Kansas State and Utah. In that order. It should go Florida State, LSU, Utah. Bay, you know, I'm just looking at schedules and wins.
Probably the way they should be doing it, but you know. I don't know.
Okay, so Notre Dame's no longer ranked, correct? Okay, Notre Dame's 21, so Ohio State has that. That's one. They have Penn State.
That's it.
It's a really good win. It's a really good win right now.
That's it, though.
And Alabama has beaten Texas. Okay, that's one.
And Mississippi State.
Give me that. And Mississippi State, which are both in the top 20. 4. 20 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Ohio State's are 21.
I'm just giving you my reasoning why Ohio State should be ahead of them.
No, I get why they are. So there you go. I'm just...
And number 8 was on the road.
I'm just baffled.
I agree, they got blown out. It was probably a tough decision.
No,
but you got to look at...
But
11-1 versus 10-2.
It had to have been a tough decision.
You gotta look at 11-1 and 10.
But again, I'm gonna throw this out there, and if anybody, like, if we were a popular podcast, I would get so much heat. But TCU's not one of the 4 best teams in the country. I could give a shit less if they win the Big 12.
No, they're not.
The
but they have to be where they're at because they're undefeated.
I hate that.
I agree.
I hate that. I would rather see Ohio State in the playoff over TCU, even if TCU goes 13-0 and wins the Big 12. I don't give a shit. Honestly, I'd almost argue that for USC, but USC is actually, to me, a good football team.
No, 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 no.
They are a good USC. No, a good football team.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not hating on USC. Their defense, not great, but their offense is good.
Realistically, you put USC, TCU, Georgia, and Michigan. If that's your final four, Georgia has the easiest national championship I think we've ever seen. The only team in that group that
probably
can
gonna
give
get
a
back
problem
to back,
is Michigan. And like you said, that's 17.
Seriously, this pisses me off so much because you claim up and down damn boulevard of 4 best teams, 4 best teams. You're going to sit there and tell me TCU is one of the 4 best teams?
Exactly.
Hang on, I just want to do something real quick. All right, let's throw TCU in the SEC schedule. Let's pick Georgia's. Okay, that's probably too soft.
I was about to say,
let's pick Alabama.
TCU would, Alabama's schedule. That would be tough. So Alabama and TCU have a
win. Texas,
they have a common opponent.
Win, 2-0.
Texas, yeah, there you go.
Okay, we'll give them the win. Monroe win, Vanderbilt win. That Arkansas team, I don't know.
At the time we played them,
the A&M team, I don't know.
At
Tennessee,
that's a loss.
Loss. Mississippi State,
possibly a loss.
I'll be honest about Mississippi State. I don't know. LSU?
Loss. At Ole Miss?
Ole Miss?
Maybe.
Loss.
Yeah.
Auburn?
A good game. They give TCU.
All right, so Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee, A&M, Arkansas. That's five.
And then if you just throw in the fact, since but they're not they Alabama, if they had to play Alabama, they would lose that too. So, like, just think about it.
Yeah. See.
So
I'm just saying, I'm being realistic. I'm gonna throw Michigan at Tennessee's schedule. All right.
They'd go 12-0.
Because this is kind of fun. Ball State win. Pitt.
They'd go no. They'd
win,
go 11-1.
Akron win. Florida.
They'd lose at Georgia, and that's
win,
it.
Win LSU. I don't know, LSU played really good that week. Alabama, loss.
Kentucky, I think Michigan, man, the way Alabama's Georgia, played loss. This year, Michigan would beat Alabama. That's just my personal opinion, though.
I don't know. No, Michigan would have at least two losses with Tennessee.
Probably, but.
All right, let's put Florida State and LSU schedule.
Nah, okay, stop, chill.
I'm just
kidding. Chill. All
right, I got nothing else to say. We picked our games. LSU is getting disrespected, but it's fine. We've been disrespected all year. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, we picked our games. We talked about the rankings. We talked about the expansion. World Cup.
Now it's time to talk about sports that really matter,
listen,
like the World Cup.
The World Cup, USA plays at 10 a.m. Eastern Saturday morning before all the games start. Tune in. Support the boys in blue.
Correct.
And let's advance to the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight, baby.
I don't even know
what
it's
called.
We're in the
Sweet
16. I'm pretty sure it's just called the Round of Eight. I'm pretty sure that's
it.
But
it's great. Great soccer. We embarrassed England. I know it was a tie. No, it's called quarterfinals. But it was a tie.
It's called quarters.
But to put it in perspective, if England had a football team, because it's called soccer now, so actual football team, and they came and played our football team and tied, that's the equivalent.
That would be embarrassing.
Because all I kept seeing was, oh, we're going to beat them 2-1, 2-0, 3-0. Couldn't score. Could not score. We watched that game.
We made him look good. I mean, silly. Not we looked good. England looked silly. But England, they play Senegal. And they will play...
Yeah.
Yeah, they will play the winner of France or Poland in the quarterfinals. The USA, we have the Netherlands Saturday morning. We play the winner of Argentina, Australia if we advanced past the Netherlands. And we probably have a good shot to do so.
I mean, the headline is United States dominant in draw with England at World Cup, to put it in perspective.
Because the U.S. looked really good in that game. And then they looked.
Because we didn't capitalize.
They looked really good. Tuesday afternoon against
Iran. Hey, by the way, we're undefeated in the World Cup right now. So
we stay undefeated. But
I don't know how many teams are undefeated. Let's see.
Listen.
Okay, Netherlands is also undefeated.
Paul's
England's undefeated.
If you hate soccer because of ties.
Everybody else has a loss. Morocco and Croatia undefeated.
If you hate soccer because
NFL
of ties.
Has ties.
Yeah, NFL has ties too, but round of 16, they don't tie anymore. Somebody's got to advance.
Mm-mm.
So these are fun to watch,
so
especially
goes, what,
if it 15, goes
15, then penalties.
Yes. So they play two. If it's still tied after the full 90 and extra times, they go into extra time periods.
Halves.
They play a two 15-minute halves, regardless of the score after the first 15-minute half. They play two 15, right? I think that's how it works, regardless if somebody scores. I don't think it's golden goal.
Yeah, it's
is
15.
It, is it golden
a little
goal?
Break and then 15.
If it's golden
no, it's
goal,
not.
Then whoever, it's if not. Anybody scores, they win. But that may be later on in the tournament, too. Like, that may be semis. That was,
no, there's no golden goals. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do that anymore? That's stupid.
Never done it. It's only in hockey.
No, golden goal's a thing. I just don't know when they utilize it. I guess not in the World Cup. They probably use it in the Premier League or something. Anyways, they'll play two 15-minute halves, and then they go to penalty kicks. And that is nerve-wracking. You don't want to be in penalty kicks ever. I don't care.
It's because it's luck. Ass for Wales. Stupid.
Anyways, United States, decent path here. If they get past Netherlands, they play the winner of Argentina, Australia. If they get past that, they're playing Japan,
Which is weird.
Croatia, or two teams that have not been named yet. I don't know.
I mean, four wins away from winning the World Cup. I mean, you can't be mad about it.
Considering they completely missed 4 years ago.
But this is expected. This is where we should be.
This is talent's there.
Go completely miss into the round of 16, and you're undefeated. You're undefeated.
Talent is there. Soccer is growing. And Germany and Belgium are both
the upsets.
Gone.
Mexico didn't make it.
Mexico didn't. The USA are the only CONCAF, however you say that. I forget how to pronounce that.
I think it's CONCAF.
Yeah, CONCAF.
Something like that.
Yeah. They're the only CONCAF
team. I'm not
going
to act like I know. I'm not acting like I know.
I don't know. They're the only CONCAF team, though. And if you don't know what CONCAF is, it is the Confederation of North Central America and the Caribbean Association of Football.
You just Googled that?
So there you go. Yes, I Googled it because I didn't know.
There's no way you knew that.
Yeah, I Googled it. I'm not going to lie. I just needed to know so I could educate people. Educate myself as well. Anyways, Mexico didn't make it. Germany didn't make it. Belgium didn't make it. All missing the round of 16. All being eliminated from their groups. And
shockingly.
Yeah, very shocking.
Like upsets. Because Belgium was ranked, what, second?
Second.
Right?
Second. And I think Germany was in the top five. I'm looking up the FIFA World Rankings right now as we speak. Because I want to know men's rankings.
It's CONCACAF.
CONCACAF?
CONCACAF,
whatever.
Is how you pronounce it.
It doesn't matter. I'm glad you did. Yeah, so Belgium was number two in the world. They're gone. Okay, Germany was number 11 in the world. They're gone. So just to put into perspective, too, USA tying with England. England's fifth in the world, okay? USA, we're sitting at 16th. We're sitting at 16th in the world. We are looking at playing Argentina or Australia. Argentina is third in the world, and Australia is not in the top 25. They are 38th in the world. So obviously you can tell who we would rather play there. I think Argentina would wipe the floor with
us. Yeah,
Argentina. I don't know about that one.
I think we're better than you. I think we're better than a lot of people think. I think
we are
getting
too,
scared because not only do we dominate the battlefields of war, now we're dominating soccer.
But Argentina, France, and England, 3, 4, 5, they're in the round of 16. Some of the other teams that are in here, Croatia, they're 12th in the world. Japan's into the round of 16. They're 24th in the world. Poland is 26th in the world. Morocco and Spain. I have no idea. I'm not going past page one. Morocco's 22nd. Spain is 7th. Spain is 7th. Spain has some good players, I reckon.
Yeah, so basically you just put the ball into the net and we'll go fucking mental, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
But
if you ain't about watching the World Cup, leave the country.
Well, alrighty then. But that's about all we got for this episode.
The Eagles are undefeated. I mean, the Eagles haven't lost, but they're the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, NFL is just...
The Eagles are good.
NFL
yeah,
is
who cares about the NFL? Professional
so
sports
annoying.
Are dog. I don't even watch hockey anymore.
Yeah,
you lost me.
The Preds are...
You know what else is annoying? North Carolina college basketball.
Let's go!
Oh.
They lost to Indiana yesterday.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
They lost to Indiana.
They lost again?
Yesterday.
Okay, so now
they lost to Indiana yesterday.
So they're just... Hugh Freeze?
Something like that.
Hugh Freeze?
Big hire.
Forgot about Hugh Freeze.
We forgot about the coaching
hire,
carousel.
Home run hire?
Yeah,
not really home run hire, but...
It's a good hire. There's a lot of controversy
behind
it.
Spinning.
I don't know how you want to fire your
coach fans shut up.
At the beginning of this year for having an affair, and then you hire Hugh Freeze, but I digress.
Because they made it up.
I digress.
You don't think they made that?
I know
they made
I know
that
they
up. I'm
made it
sorry.
up, but anyways, Hugh Freeze at Auburn. Tom Herman, ex Texas coach, he's at Florida Atlantic
he's already
now.
He's already played in the SEC. Like he's already coaching the SEC.
Yeah, I'm not worried about what Hugh Freeze does. He's going to be all right. He's going to do just fine at Auburn if he doesn't let his past haunt him.
Yeah, apparently he's going 10-2 next year.
Yep,
according to some sources.
I think he can very easily go 10-2. Yep. He's got
losing to Auburn or Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah. Or I thought about it a little bit. Could beat Alabama and lose to Georgia LSU next
7-5?
Year.
7-5.
No, I think he could go 10-2. I don't think the SEC's that good.
I don't know, dude. Last two times he played Alabama,
we'll
pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I looked at and thought about and what Auburn has on their roster. They could very well beat Alabama next year and lose to Georgia LSU, depending on what LSU does. Hell, they could go 11-1.
Oh, I'd like to say this. Speaking of Georgia LSU, one more time. Good luck. Good luck to Stetson Bennett because you're gonna have somebody in your face the whole game. That's it.
Yep. Tom Herman.
Harold Perkins is going to be living in the backfield.
Tom Herman's at FAU now. Matt Rule's at Nebraska. Luke Fickle's at Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, dude. Great hire. Great hires all around.
Yeah, Big Ten.
I don't know who's LSU's next coach is going to be, but.
Big Ten. What are you talking about?
Hey, Tom Herman. Tom, I'm just joking. Tom Herman, Florida Atlantic.
He's trying to get back in, dude. He should have never went to Texas. That kind of ruined his coaching.
He should have never got fired.
Well, probably not, but he should have never went to Texas anyways. And there's too much expectation.
Yeah, but
there.
I think it's the number's like 3-17 something that happened in their stadium. I don't know. Joe Burrow or something on third down and 17 yards or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
I hate Texas.
We all hate Texas. Horns down.
That was my point.
Anyways.
My point wasn't living in the past. My point was
we hate Texas.
I hate Texas.
Horns down. And Matt Rule and Luke Fickle at Nebraska and Wisconsin. Great hires. Great hires. I'm surprised Fickle left Cincinnati.
Yeah, Wisconsin needs it.
But, hey, that's a good coach. And then
Stanford.
Stanford.
Let go of
no, he just resigned. I don't think they let it go. I think it was probably like a mutual.
I don't blame him, dude.
But yeah, the problem with Stanford.
David Shaw is like really like
he's a good coach.
He's been there forever.
But
been there 11 years.
The problem with Stanford is they're not willing to spend money on the program. They're not willing to.
No, they don't care.
NIL.
Oh, I see you too. Also listen to jocks.
Nah, I just know
they literally said this stuff on jocks.
Yeah, they do. They talked about it all day. I think it was Monday. They talked about it like most of the day.
I haven't been able to listen to it the past couple of days because all they've been talking about is the Auburn head coaching.
Yeah,
and all this. Like,
I don't
care,
I don't
man. Let's
about
talk
them.
About Georgia embarrassing LSU like y'all think it's
but
gonna happen.
I know, I've known that about Stanford though. It wasn't news to me when I listened to it on all those other talk shows. But it was in terms of like, why wouldn't you? I mean, Shaw had you guys as a top tier program for a handful of years there, and then you guys just let it slip through. So I don't blame him. He's probably going to be a head coach somewhere else and do really well. So
Deion says he's going to pick a school by Saturday.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that.
I think it's down to Cincinnati, USF, and Colorado. I think he's going to end up going to Colorado, which would be shocking to me. But
I don't know why you'd want to go to Colorado.
That's what happens. And
go prove what you can do at a small FBS school, I guess.
Good luck, man. Yeah, that's the only thing. Man, I don't know.
They're in the Pac-12, at least, right? Colorado's in the Pac-12, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Power 5.
So, I mean, he could win. Honestly, if he does good enough recruiting, he could probably win the Pac-12. It's such a wishy-washy conference. I mean, not in his first year, but anyways, after this weekend, we'll be talking about final playoff rankings next week. And I guess we'll start getting ready for some college.
The quote-unquote penultimate.
College basketball will be our new talk because conference
yeah,
play.
Yeah, but can y'all please, like, Should we keep doing this podcast or not? That's what I need to know.
That's the question of the week.
That's the question of the week. I'm not joking. If we don't get a response, then I'll take it as you want us to keep doing it. So,
and if you do respond, we're still going to keep doing it.
Well, I'll be honest, dude. We never want to do this, but when we start doing it, we start rolling.
It's so. Just we know it takes time, and we neither one of us has time. But like I said, next week we'll talk final playoff rankings, who we think will win the national championship. We'll touch on some college hoops. Conference play TCU. Starts at the end of the month. It's going to get fun.
TCU is going to win the national championship.
Okay, this is where we stop the recording because he is going Looney Tunes thinking TCU can win the national championship.
Can LSU still get in the playoffs?
No.
So if we beat the number one team, then we should automatically be the new number one.
I made that joke not too long
ago. So I think if we beat Georgia... Yeah, you did. If we beat Georgia, and then Michigan loses to Purdue, and then Ohio State loses their bye week, Alabama loses their bye week, Tennessee loses their bye week, Kansas State... Oh, I already said that one. If Utah and USC tie, and then LSU beats Georgia twice, we'd get in at number three.
What in the hell did you just say?
I don't know, dude. That's how Alabama fans sounded the past 4 weeks. So they say, if this happens and this happens and then this happens, then we can get in. No, you're not getting in. Go lose your damn Sugar Bowl like you always do.
Hey, freaking bozos. You think we're getting to the Sugar Bowl? I think they're going to put Tennessee in there.
They put the highest-ranked SEC team in.
The final rankings could have Tennessee jump us, dude. I think they're tripping for even... They're going to reevaluate their decision. Anyways.
I don't know how. It's gonna hurt Tennessee if Georgia loses.
True. True. Helps Alabama, too.
LSU is probably going to end up in one of these stupid bowl games. I just don't want us to be in the freaking... God, what's the name
Capital
of
Capital One Citrus Bowl.
Damn, Texas Bowl. No. Yeah, I'm tired of being in the freaking Houston. We're probably going to be in the Citrus Bowl, which is fine, dude. But I'd rather play a Big 12 team. If we have to get in the Texas Bowl again, dude, hang on. How many years in a row have we been in the Texas Bowl? I'm tired of going to Houston and playing Big 12 teams because they always beat us. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to play Kansas State again.
I think right now Alabama and Kansas State are matching up for the Sugar Bowl.
Good, dude. Shut them up.
I think
that's one time I go for Alabama. I think one time I root for the SEC.
Yeah. I think that's the matchup right now because they would lose the Big 12. They're predicted to lose the Big 12, and then Alabama, like you said, Alabama would be the highest ranked SEC school, so they would go play the highest ranked Big 12 school because the champions aren't.
Okay. Yeah. I'm reading this election process.
It's stupid. Don't even try to get lost.
The SEC, obviously the SEC gets picked for the Mayo Bowl. Duke's Mayo Bowl. The selection committee fills the Cotton Bowl. Orange Bowl is ACC versus SEC, Big Ten, or Notre Dame. And the Sugar Bowl, obviously SEC. So after the playoff selection processes, the Citrus Bowl gets who's left. So LSU is going to end up in the fucking Citrus Bowl. Fuck!
Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara. I don't remember how to say that. I just remember he played for
speaking
him.
Speaking of Michigan, he ripped their damn Iowa. Poor Blake Corum, man.
Yeah, knee surgery. Antonio Brown is in a standoff.
So the next highest ranked, if the SEC champion is selected to participate in the 14 play in the 14 playoff, it will play in the semifinal. Clearly, the next highest ranked SEC team not in the 14 playoff, which is Alabama, goes to the Sugar Bowl. So, and then that means Tennessee is going to get picked for the Cotton Bowl, most likely. And then the non-champions. The LSU could get the Orange Bowl. Am I tripping? Am I reading this right?
The Orange Bowl.
I feel like LSU never plays the Orange Bowl.
I told you not to try to get lost in it.
I'm lost in it.
I told you,
I'm trying
hard
to look
to
at the
understand.
Rankings.
It's hard to understand because you got to look at the rankings.
So we could.
And you got to look at this stuff and
who
that
does the
stuff.
Orange Bowl get picked by?
It don't matter.
The Orange Bowl, it could be the Big Ten.
Exactly.
It's probably going to end up being Penn State.
Exactly.
It's going to be, because it's not going to be Ohio State, because Ohio State said they don't want to be.
No,
they don't want to be in there.
Ohio State doesn't want to be in the Rose Bowl. They don't want to play in the Rose Bowl again.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, Ohio State. Because right
so
now,
the Penn
Rose
State
Bowl matchup, so Ohio
Bowl,
State.
And the Cotton Bowl will be Ohio State.
The Rose Bowl matchup right now is looking to be Ohio State, Utah, and we just seen that last year, so they're probably not going to do that again. So Rose Bowl is probably going to be Penn State.
They could pick the Cotton Bowl, so.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl is probably going to be Penn State and somebody. Utah.
I mean, there was a bowl that is confirmed. It's the Bahamas Bowl. UAB's playing that thing for like the 20th year in a row. Good job. Bowl eligible. Bowl job, yeah.
Seventh straight year or whatever.
I'm trying to look up bowl projections.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not worth it. Let's end this episode right here, right now. Bowl projections
no.
are going to change after Saturday anyways. Cause
Kansas State, Alabama, probably right. Sugar Clemson, Bowl. Ohio State, yep, that's going to be a good game.
It would be better than people
Sugar
think.
Bowl, yep, Kansas State, Alabama, semifinal. Tennessee versus Tulane. Imagine losing to Tulane, dude. Couldn't
what?
It be me.
What? How
and
is
LSU
that
playing
the matchup?
Oregon in the Vegas Bowl.
Ooh, okay. Oregon, that'd be a good game.
Yeah, if we play, I'm going to Vegas.
That'd be a good game. Y'all should win. LSU
yeah,
should
us.
Win that game, but that'd be a good game. See what
Oregon just gets smacked by another SEC team.
Yeah, I don't think they'd get smacked by LSU. They
all right, yeah,
win.
We're gonna wrap this up. Thank y'all for halfway listening. We went off the rails at the end, like we always do. But Antonio Brown's getting arrested.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So that'll be the episode. Who cares, dude? Just Antonio Brown's a bozo. Thank y'all for listening. What else? Bye, hooligans. That's what I always say.